This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado expects two things every summer, monsoons and wildfires. And heavy rain may not be the best remedy after a fire. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson told Colorado Matters that burn scars, the fire-damaged areas, are vulnerable to flash flood warnings like those we saw Sunday in Calwood burn area and the Cameron Peak fire burn scar.
So we get these debris flows. It's not only rain, it's mud, and it's full of big tree stumps. Very dangerous, and we will see that for years to come.
Phoenix has received some moisture from monsoons. Nelson says that moisture will flow up across New Mexico and Colorado. An initiative to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is close to making the statewide ballot. The Secretary of State's office is currently verifying petitions submitted by proponents. If the ballot initiative has enough signatures, the decision will be up to voters come November. Organizer Kevin Matthews says the move will decriminalize the growth and possession of mushrooms containing psilocybin for people over the age of 21.
Frankly, we believe that no person deserves to face incarceration or heavy fines for simply trying to heal using these medicines.
It also sets up a program to license businesses and healthcare facilities where trained facilitators would administer mushrooms. However, it would not allow for retail sales. More than 90% of stolen cars in Colorado are returned, but most are too damaged to drive. According to the Colorado State Patrol, the number of cars stolen in the state continues to rise. More than 3,600 vehicles were stolen from January to May this year, a near 20% jump from last year's record numbers in the same time frame. The majority of car theft happens in Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.